We set out to create an interesting trade-off between the pipe bomb and the Molotov from day one. Given the limit of a single item in your inventory, the choice needed to be meaningful. From early on, the Molotov was a clear winner, providing a dynamic area of denial with interesting strategic purposes and pitfalls, especially against the boss infected. The pipe bomb was intended to provide a balance against a rampaging horde, but initially it proved far less successful. Given the frenetic pace of enemies in action in Left 4 Dead, with typical engagement ranges of 5 to 10 feet, using a traditional pipe bomb in any sort of intentional way was nearly impossible. You'd see a mob of zombies whip out the pipe bomb, and by the time you're winding up for a throw, they'd already be eating your face. No amount of tweaks to the detonation mechanic or timing solved this issue. It simply wasn't fun. Given that the horde is drawn to shrill, high-pitched sounds, we decided to take the homemade nature of the pipe bomb one step further and attach the guts of a smoke detector onto it. This provided just the element that the weapon needed. Against mobs, you now have the ability to draw them to a point and destroy them. It has the strategic advantage of being able to deflect an incoming rush from a user or a teammate who's being overwhelmed, and rarely feels like a wasted opportunity when used. Now when presented with a pipe bomb and Molotov trade-off, you have to weigh what situation you're more worried about facing next, and how the rest of your team is outfitted. The mechanics of the weapon help to reinforce fictional elements within the world while falling in line and fulfilling our initial goals for its purpose. And seeing a bunch of zombies turn into goopy red mist as the result of a big explosion never hurts either.